This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 146, and the topic of discussion today is the importance of empathy and compassion. Before we get started, I just want to say I'm happy to be with you today. It was my intention to do podcasts last week, but it was just a lot going on in my little bubble of my own little space. And then, of course, nationally, it was a lot going on for the country. And it was just a lot. But, you know, all in all, I'm very happy to be with you today to hopefully inspire you to sow a seed of positivity, to sow a seed of pushing on. Whatever I can do to be just a gleam of light, I hope to do that for you. How are you doing today? With all that's going on, I can't blame you if you have a heavy heart, a heavy mind, frustration, anger, in the air. But I do pray that you have some level of peace, some level of joy that you can pull on to, be strengthened from, and make this day work for you as best as you can. Empathy and compassion. I think that is a part of love. As Dionne Warwick would say, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And I believe that is true. There's a conversation that we must have as Americans out of love. And I believe that within this conversation, well, before I even talk about what I believe is should be within the conversation, let me talk about what I mean in the sense of love. Because I think so many people get this word love caught up in the romanticized version. I'm not talking about Sleepless in Seattle love. I'm not talking about Gone with the Wind love. I'm not talking about You've Got Mail love. I'm talking about that love that says it takes patience and kindness and it's not boastful. Because when you get into that part of love, you understand that love isn't easy. Love is kind of, it might just piss you off, you know, but it's necessary to feel that pain in order to get to the joy part of it. And so I think that it's time now for America to have this love talk, a level of communication that involves empathy and compassion across the board, across the table. It can't just come from one place, one side of the table. It must come from all sides of the table to understand where we are as a nation. And so that we can also blend and move forward in better harmony and better respect for one another. Because I believe that if it doesn't, we will only continue to see what we're seeing now. And that is only causing more hurt, anger, pain, and frustration, setting us back and not selling us forward. So what is empathy? Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Now, understand that empathy and compassion are cousins, but compassion is more like an upgrade, if you will, from empathy because it goes more into suffering together. I love the definition that I got offline. It says to suffer together. When you are confronted with another's suffering and feel motivated to relieve that suffering. I think that's where the conversation, the communication, the resolve lives. In the process of America understanding that you must feel motivated, you must get to a point of suffering together with your African American countrymen and feel motivated to relieve that suffering. That's where we have to get. And not only do I just want to take this from the perspective of what's going on in our nation right now, and even globally, because it's not like America isn't the only one at war. It's just we get so stuck on the black and white issue because that's the nature of our fabric. But some other countries get stuck on the religious or the classism, or it's different discriminating factors. But for us, it's racism. But when it comes to the whole empathy and compassion thing, I will be talking a lot of this, of course, dealing with what's going on in our country, but more so understanding that you can apply the same empathy and compassion concept to whatever struggle or issue you may be having in your life. Because it takes compassion and empathy when you're having to deal with another person who has wronged you, or cause suffering on you, or you cause suffering on them, or even if you had nothing to do with the suffering, but yet you want to help in the resolve of alleviating that suffering from another person that you may love and care for, whether it's a friend, a family member, your partner, whomever. It takes empathy and compassion to meet that person where they are. It's not about them rising. If you are the person who's supposed to be above, how can you ask somebody to rise at your level if you ain't even willing to meet them where they at? That doesn't make sense. It's so much easier to go down the stairs than it is to climb up them. So if that's the case, then you must be willing to meet that person where they are and then show them how to elevate up. Be an assisting hand to pull them up. I really hope that that makes sense. I believe there must be a decision made on behalf of every key player involved in what's going on in our nation that I'm going to expand myself, make myself vulnerable. I'm going to put myself in a position to choose to look at the perspective of another instead of just only looking at it from my perspective. The reason I bring this whole perspective tidbit up is because a lot of people feel some type of way about the whole hashtag movement of the Black Lives Matter, as if that doesn't include other lives. It does include other lives. We know this. A lot of conversation is being had around this whole topic. But once again, we are talking about the situation that is at hand, and that situation keeps involving and only involving Black lives. It's not involving Asian lives. It's not involving Chinese lives. It's not involving white lives. It's not involving Latino lives. It's involving Black lives. If one of our presidential candidates keep talking about, you know, trying to kick certain people out of the country, or trying to, you know, stop other people from coming into the country, and it becomes a disparity and people are getting hurt, I believe they have the right to have a hashtag. And if it's for equality, if it's for fairness, I would support that same exact hashtag, even though it's not about my ethnicity or it's not about my religious beliefs. It's only standing true to what is written in this great amendment and constitution of ours, that all men are created equal. So when it comes to having the understanding of the whole movement of the Black Lives Matter, it's about how empathetic are you? How compassionate can you be to even grasp your mind around the concept that, no, it's not technically about you right now. It's about Black lives, because that's the situation, that's the issue at hand. That's all. And also, yes, Blue Lives Matter as well. If that's a whole nother movement, it doesn't necessarily have to go in congruency with the Black Lives Matter. It's not that police don't matter, because they do. Police should respect it, should be respected. Police should be, you know, taken care of or whatever have you. But in the same sense, when wrong is wrong, acknowledge it. That's all. Just acknowledge it. This isn't necessarily an easy thing, an easy task that we have on our hands as Americans. But I do believe one thing. It's going to take empathy and compassion from all the knights at the round table who seek true resolve for this major conflict that we have right now. And it will take the same things out of you on a personal level within any relationships that you are looking to find some form of resolve in and have effective change in. I challenge you to be compassionate. I challenge you to stretch yourself. I challenge you to take your lenses off of your life and look from someone else's perspective. It's not easy, but if you truly want resolve, then it's necessary. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents with me. You can go on over to AniJohnson.com/S146 and leave your thoughts. You can hit me up on Twitter at AniJ420 if you like. Feel free to share this podcast with a friend, or if you're on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, leave me a review and let me know how I can better serve you, what you think. I want to hear your thoughts. This is our season of healing, happiness, breakthroughs, and all that good stuff for ourselves, for our nation, for the globe. Until we talk again, know that I love you. I'm out of here.